Podcast Ping proudly presents Beowulf, from the translation by Francis Gumer, as read by Patrick McNamara.
35. 'Twas now, men say, in his sovereign's need, that the earl made known his noble strain, craft in keenness and courage enduring, heedless of harm though his hand was burned. Hardy-hearted he helped his kinsman, a little lower the loathsome beast he smote with sword. His steel drove in bright and burnished, that blaze began to loose and lessen. At last the king wielded his wits again, war knife drew, a biting blade by his breastplate hanging, and the wetter's helm smote that worm asunder, felled the foe, flung forth its life. So had they killed it, kinsmen both, athelings twain. Thus an earl should be in danger's day. Of deeds of valor the conqueror's hour of the king was the last of his work in the world. The wound began, which that dragon of earth had erst inflicted, to swell and smart, and soon he found in his breast was boiling, baleful and deep, pain of poison. The prince walked on, wise in his thought, to the wall of rock, then sat and stared at the structure of giants, where arch of stone and steadfast column upheld forever that hall in earth. Yet here must the hand of the henchman peerless lave with water his winsome lord, the king and conqueror covered with blood, with struggle spent, and unspan his helmet. Beowulf spake in spite of his hurt, his mortal wound, full well he knew, his portion now was past and gone, of earthly bliss, and all had fled of his file of days, and death was near. I would fain bestow on son of mine this gear of war, were given me now, that any heir should after me come of my proper blood. This people I ruled 50 winters, no folk king was there, none at all, of the neighboring clans, who war would wage me with warriors' friends, and threat me with horrors. At home I bided what fate might come, and cared for mine own. Feuds I sought not, nor falsely swore, ever an oath, for all these things, though fatally wounded, fain am I. From the ruler of man no wrath shall seize me, when life from my frame must flee away, for killing of kinsmen. Now quickly go, and gaze on that hoard neath the hoary rock, Wiglaf loved, now the worm lies low, sleeps, heart sore, of his spoil bereaved. And fare in haste, I would fain behold that gorgeous heirloom's golden store, have joy in the jewels and gems laid down softlier for sight of this splendid hoard. My life and the lordship I long have held.
Beowulf is a presentation of Podcast Ping, found at podcastping.blogspot.com. Subscribe to the podcast to get all of the episodes as soon as they are available. Subscription information can be found on the Podcast Ping website. Thank you for listening.